Turn with me in the Holy Scriptures tonight to the 23rd Psalm, Psalm 23. We'll read the entire Psalm together. My text tonight is the first verse of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I call your attention to the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 23 is the well-known shepherd psalm, a psalm like no other psalm, called the pearl of the psalms by some. It is a psalm well-known, one of the earliest parts of Holy Scripture to be committed to memory, so that even the little children here tonight, many of you undoubtedly, can recite from memory Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. And at the same time, the words on the lips of the aged saints as they depart this life for glory, whispered often, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But it is to be feared that many who know the psalm are able to recite the psalm, do not know Jehovah as their shepherd, and themselves as his sheep. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's a confession, a personal confession of faith, as every confession of faith is. A glorious confession of faith. A confession of faith that rises above the earthly circumstances of the one who makes this confession. It is the confession of the believer, a confession made out of the conviction of his faith. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It is a confession that gives expression to Jehovah's care over his child, Jehovah's care over us in the present. The Lord is my shepherd, and confidence of the Lord's care for the future, no matter what that future may be. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall. That's future. That's tomorrow, next week, next year. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. A personal confession of faith, we said. And that comes out in the words of the text. The Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. Not only the shepherd of his people, the shepherd of his sheep, of his elect people in Jesus Christ, but my shepherd, even my shepherd. I, that too is personal, I shall not want. I know this. I have this assurance. This is the certainty that lives in my heart. That too is the nature of faith. Faith is personal, but faith is personal assurance. I have the conviction, the unwavering confidence, a confidence that nothing and no one can take away from me, that Jehovah is my shepherd. I shall not want. This is our confession. Together, as a congregation, each one of us individually, on the basis of God's own word of promise to us this evening. That's what stands behind this confession. If that promise of God were not there, the psalmist, you or I, could never make this confession. We could never have this certainty. Behind it stands the promise of Jehovah God Himself, His promise that He is our shepherd, the promise of His shepherd's care over us who are His sheep, the promise that that shepherd's care shall never fail, never, ever fail. Therefore, we may have the assurance that the Lord is our shepherd. The assurance that we shall never want. On the basis of that promise of God, we are able to make this confession. I call your attention to the text then tonight under the theme Jehovah. That's what he says here literally. Lord, you will notice, is in all capital letters. That means that it's the translation of Jehovah. Jehovah, my shepherd. That's the theme. Let's notice three things together tonight. First of all, those of whom he is the shepherd. Those of whom he is the shepherd. Secondly, what it means that he is their shepherd. What it means that he is their shepherd. And finally, the blessedness that follows from the truth that Jehovah is our shepherd. The blessedness that follows, and that blessedness is really summed in the words of the second part of the text, I shall not want. Jehovah is our shepherd. That implies that we are his sheep. Very plainly, the text makes use of a figure of speech. And really, the whole psalm is built around that figure. That figure is the figure of a shepherd and his sheep. In the days in which David wrote this psalm, we know from the rest of Scripture, and especially from the New Testament references to this psalm, that David was the human writer of the psalm. In the time in which David wrote the psalm, this was a very familiar sight, especially in Judea, in the part of the land of Canaan in which David lived and was brought up. This was a figure then that anyone who might read the psalm would immediately be able to identify with. They knew the point that David was making. They were well acquainted with the figure. Sheep and the shepherds of these sheep. David writes out of his own experience, for David himself was at one time a shepherd. As a young boy and young man, David tended his father's sheep. In fact, when Samuel was sent by God to anoint David to be the next king in Israel, to be king in the place of wicked Saul, whom he had rejected, David was keeping his father's sheep and had to be fetched from the fields where he was tending those sheep. Later on, in Psalm 78, David recounts that. You can read about that history yourself in 1 Samuel chapter 16. But David recounts that history in Psalm 78, the last verses of that psalm, verses 70 through 72. He chose David also, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes, great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. David had been a shepherd. And undoubtedly, that work of tending his father's sheep had been God's preparation of David, a kind of seminary training for David in preparation of his being the great king in Israel. When God would, by making David king, make him to be the spiritual under-shepherd of his sheep, his people. And David would be called upon to use all the skill that had been developed in leading and tending to his father's sheep, now spiritually in taking care of God's sheep and God's people. Now in Psalm 23, David compares Jehovah God to a shepherd and God's people, you and me, compares us to sheep. If Jehovah is our shepherd, that's what we are. That implies that we are his sheep. Sheep, like no other animal, was created by God to be a special picture of his people. Really a living parable of God's people. We are like sheep. And there are especially three things about sheep that we must notice. First of all, sheep are helpless creatures, utterly helpless creatures. Sheep are foolish animals, very foolish animals. And sheep are utterly defenseless creatures. Sheep are helpless. First of all, altogether helpless. They can't care for themselves. They can't find their own pasture. They can't find their own water. They can't even bear their own young or care for their young apart from the care of the shepherd. They depend altogether on the care of their shepherd. Sheep are also very foolish animals. They don't know often what's good for them, what's in their own best interests. They're not alert to danger. They're not aware often of lurking enemies who are about to destroy them. And they're always inclined to wander away from the watchful care of the shepherd and the safety of the flock. And they're defenseless creatures, utterly defenseless. God made them that way. They don't have sharp fangs to defend themselves against their enemies, or sharp claws to defend themselves against their enemies. They don't even have swiftness of foot to be able to run away from their enemies and escape. All that they can do when their enemies come upon them is bleat helplessly for the care of the shepherd. Ba, ba, ba. That's what we are. That's an analogy to God's people, to you and to me. We must see ourselves in this description of sheep. We're helpless, utterly helpless. We must recognize that about ourselves. We must confess that before God with regard to ourselves. We can't care for ourselves, not even from a physical point of view. We can't provide even for our physical necessities, put food on the table, pay the bills, the strength to carry out our earthly calling. All of that comes to us from God. And what is true physically is even more so true spiritually. From a spiritual point of view, we are dependent, altogether dependent upon God and God's care of us as our shepherd. And we're foolish. Oh, so foolish. We don't know what's good for us, what's really good for us. We don't surround ourselves as we ought to surround ourselves very often with the protection that's necessary, the defense of ourselves that we ought to have in the Word of God. And in spiritual things, we're not alert to the dangers that are lurking. Our spiritual enemies, the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh, we're not sensitive to the temptations that are around us that appeal to our sinful natures. And we're always inclined to wander, to go in ways of our own choosing, to wander away from Jehovah God and His care of us, to wander away from His Word, to wander away from the spiritual protection of His church and His people, His flock, in order foolishly and wickedly to walk in paths of sin. And we're defenseless, utterly defenseless against our spiritual enemies. We have many enemies, fierce enemies, enemies who hate us, enemies who would like to see nothing more than our destruction, our spiritual and our eternal destruction. And we're no match for those enemies, not in our own strength, not whatsoever. We stand in need, in constant need of the care and the protection of the shepherd. That shepherd is God, and in God, Christ Jesus the Lord. Jehovah is my shepherd, says David in our text. As our shepherd, Jehovah God carries out faithfully and completely the duty of a shepherd with respect to us. In that passage, with regard to David's anointing, comes out there the duties of a faithful shepherd, especially in that last verse. He brought him to feed Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hand. First of all, it belongs to the duty of the shepherd to lead the sheep, to go before the sheep, to guide the sheep. That's verses 2 and 3 of the psalm, especially. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Sovereignly, with his shepherd's rod and staff, he directs our path. He leads us. That he leads us doesn't mean that our way is always easy and smooth from an earthly and natural point of view. It doesn't mean that that way is always going to be to our liking. Psalm 23 itself makes plain that it is the will of Jehovah our shepherd to lead us sometimes in deep, dark valleys. It is the will of our Heavenly Father to lead us sometimes into the very presence of our enemies, and always in the end, through the valley of the shadow of death. No, Jehovah God's leading of us doesn't mean that our way is always going to be smooth and easy. For you see, he leads us Always he leads us for his name's sake. That's the thing. That's what controls always his leading of us. His own glory, the honor of his own name. It belongs to Jehovah God's leading of us that when we wander, he brings us back again. He restores us. That's the first part of verse 3. He restoreth my soul. That will happen. We know that that will happen from our own past experience. We know that from the testimony of God's word. We will wander. That belongs to the very nature of sheep, that they wander. But exactly it belongs to the care of Jehovah God, our shepherd, that when we wander, he brings us back again. He restores us to the right way for his name's sake. Secondly, besides leading us, it belongs to the care of Jehovah God as our shepherd that he provides for us. He finds pasture for his sheep. He feeds us. That's verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And again, verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Now, certainly, this is true physically. He provides for us. He provides for us as individuals. He provides for us in our families and homes. Puts the food on the table, the clothes on our back, shelter from the elements, the money to pay the bills, work, labor for our hands and for our minds. He provides for our needs as a congregation. He provides us as covenant parents with our Christian school and with teachers who may teach our children in that Christian school. But especially is his care of us, his provision for us, his care of us spiritually. That stands on the foreground in the text. That comes out especially in verse 3 when he says, he restoreth my soul, my soul. That's his provision for us especially, the spiritual provision of our souls. And he defends us. That's verses 4 and 5. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Oh, we need that assurance. We need the assurance from Jehovah our shepherd that he will defend us, the assurance that he will preserve us and protect us against the lurking enemies. That comes out especially in what he says in verse 4 there with regard to the rod and the staff that comfort us, the last part of the verse. Those are not the same. We read past that often and suppose that they are basically the same. the rod and the staff. But they're not. They're two very different utensils, pieces of equipment that every shepherd had. There was the rod, first of all. The rod really is a club that hung from his girdle or belt, the club that he used against the enemies of the sheep, either to destroy those enemies or to drive them away. The wolf, the lion, the bear. That was the use of the rod or club. Not on the sheep. The shepherd did not use that club, that rod against the sheep. But he used his staff for them. That's the shepherd's staff. That's the staff that has that crook at the top. The staff that was used on the back of the sheep to guide the sheep in the right way. The staff that was used with its crook to bring back the sheep when it began to wander from the right way and from the safety of the flock. Jehovah God, as our shepherd, defends us and preserves us. There are those troubles. There is the sickness, the pain, the physical disease, the affliction, the heart attack, the stroke, the cancer, and ultimately the valley of the shadow of death through which every one of us must walk. And there are the wolves, the lions, the bears, the enemies of the sheep who are intent on the destruction of the sheep, the killing of the sheep, their destruction spiritually and eternally. But Jehovah God, as our shepherd, defends us against our enemies. He does not only defend us by defeating the enemies, defeating them in such a way that their will with regard to us is not attained. They don't destroy us. They aren't able to separate us from his shepherd's care and love. But it is even this, that he uses those enemies themselves for the good of the sheep, so that they stand in the service of the sheep and are actually used by Jehovah God, our shepherd, for the good of the sheep. That Jehovah God is our shepherd. That we are his sheep is due not at all to anything in us who are his sheep, but is due alone to him and to him exclusively. The truth of sovereign, gracious election that stands behind everything in the text. And the great truth of Psalm 23 is grounded in sovereign, gracious election. For Jehovah is our shepherd, David says. He does not become our shepherd, become our shepherd dependent on something in us that moves him to become our shepherd? Not at all. But Jehovah is now, ever has been, and ever will be. Jehovah is our shepherd. He is our shepherd because of his sovereign grace. And that's true with regard to the figure that stands behind Psalm 23 and on which the psalm is built, the figure of the shepherd and his sheep. Even the children tonight are able to understand that. A sheep is the property of its shepherd because of the will and the work of the shepherd, not because of something that the sheep has done. Sheep don't choose their shepherd. Sheep don't determine which shepherd they will belong to. Sheep don't do something to make themselves worthy of being the sheep of their shepherd, but rather everything that needs to be done so that the sheep are the sheep of the shepherd is done by the shepherd. It is his will that the sheep belong to him. He has chosen them. He has determined that they will be his sheep. And he has done everything necessary to be done to purchase them to be his sheep. It's all due to the will, to the choice, to the work of the shepherd. What is true physically and naturally is also true spiritually. Jehovah is our shepherd because of his sovereign, eternal, electing grace, according to which he has chosen you and chosen me to be his sheep. And election is a cold, comfortless, heartless doctrine, as we are being told today. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Everything, absolutely everything, depends on election. Arises out of election, is grounded in election. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd according to sovereign electing grace. In his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as prominent as election is in Psalm 23, so prominent is also Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the great shepherd of the sheep. He is the great antitype of whom David was but a faint type. He the reality to whom David as shepherd and as king pointed. In his Son, in Jesus Christ, and in the death of His Son, Jesus Christ, Jehovah God reveals Himself to be the shepherd of His sheep. And that's Jesus. Jesus is Jehovah salvation. Jehovah is my shepherd in Jesus Christ. And He said it Himself, didn't He? In John 10, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. I am the one of whom Psalm 23 is speaking. For you see, in Jesus Christ, in God's own Son, the great need of the sheep was met. Their need of spiritual salvation in His Son, Jesus Christ, the enemies that threatened the sheep, death and hell, sin and Satan, the grave, they are all enemies that are destroyed by the Good Shepherd who laid down His life for the sheep on the cross. That's how we must look at the cross. That must be our view of Calvary. Jesus is doing shepherd's work there on the cross. He shows Himself to be the great but good shepherd. The shepherd who on that cross led us and leads us into the green pastures and beside the still waters. There on that cross, He anointed our heads with oil, the oil of gladness, the oil of all the blessings of salvation. There He restored our foolish, wandering souls to the fellowship of God. There He prepared for us a table in the presence of our enemies and defeated and destroyed all those enemies. There He opened up a way where before there was no way, a way through the deep, the dark valley of the shadow of death, a way that ends in glory and everlasting life in heaven. The cross. Christ's cross work. There He shows Himself to be our shepherd. Oh, that underscores the means by which we know Jesus Christ to be our shepherd. And the means by which we are able to enjoy the comfort of Psalm 23, the comfort of His being our shepherd. We enjoy that comfort under the gospel, the preaching and teaching of the gospel that proclaims the cross and the death of Jesus Christ. There under the gospel, never ever apart from the gospel, only under the gospel can we enjoy the comfort that Jehovah is our shepherd. And the result of it, that Jehovah is our shepherd, is this. It's the last part of the text. I shall not want. Read the text that way, understanding the last part to be the fruit and the result of the first part, and you do justice to the thought of the Spirit in the text. The Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, I shall not want. That's captured in the first verse of the Psalter number that we just sang. Psalter number 52. Thou, Jehovah, art my shepherd. Therefore, I no want shall know. This is the comforting conclusion that the psalmist comes to, and that he derives from the truth that Jehovah is our shepherd. Really, the whole rest of the psalm is just an explanation of what it means that Jehovah is our shepherd and that we will not therefore want. Because Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want provision, for he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Because Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want refreshment, for he leadeth me beside the still waters. Because Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want preservation, for he restoreth my soul. I shall not want guidance, for he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. I shall not want peace, for he maketh me to fear no evil. I shall not want companionship, for he will be with me. With me. I shall not want protection, for he will prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, and he will comfort me by his rod and by his staff. I will not want joy, for he will anoint my head with oil and cause my cup to run over. I shall not want blessing now, for his goodness and his mercy shall be with me all the days of my life, and I shall not want glory hereafter, for he will cause me to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the assurance of those whose trust is in Jehovah God, who know him to be their shepherd and themselves to be his sheep. Not all men enjoy this comfort. Not all men have Jehovah as their shepherd, and therefore they want now in this life, and they will want into eternity. Rather than to trust in Jehovah God, their trust is in themselves or in some creature. And the result is always, is invariably, is under the judgment of God that they want. They put their trust in the economy. They put their trust in a president. They put their trust in their investments. They put their trust in their career. They put their trust in their insurance policy or in their bank account, and they want. Now already they want the joy and peace of those who rest in Jehovah God as their shepherd, and they shall want when they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, when none of those things can be of any comfort to them. And they will want everlastingly when all those things will be taken from them, and when they will want body and soul separated everlastingly from the favor and the blessing of God. Only they who trust in Jehovah God, only those who look to Him as their shepherd, know Him to be their shepherd, know themselves to be His sheep, only they shall not want. We enjoy that assurance. We are comforted. We have peace. The text makes that plain. The text makes that plain by the personal confession of the text. The Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, I shall not want. Oh, that's the thing. To make this confession personally, individually. It's not enough that David could say this. It's not enough that God's people can say this. It's not enough that in a general sort of way we are able to say that Jehovah is a shepherd and that He has certain sheep. But we must be able to say, by the grace of God, we do say, Jehovah is my shepherd, mine, even mine. And therefore, I shall not want. And then, oh yes, it's one thing to say it, but another thing to believe it and to live it. The man or the woman who makes this confession, personally, is unshaken by his earthly life and the circumstances of his earthly life. Yes, there are sorrows, troubles, and disappointments. Yes, there are afflictions, heartaches, burdens, heavy to be borne. But the Lord is my shepherd. He will lead me. He will guide me by His sovereign shepherd's care. Whatever befalls me in this life, He will turn to my advantage. I shall not want. Not now. Not for the future. Even the sorrows and troubles of my earthly life, He will turn to my advantage. My shepherd, who cares for me, who loves me, who leads me. The one who makes this confession is the one who looks forward, ultimately, to glory and to heaven hereafter. He looks forward to the time when all of the leading and guiding of His sovereign shepherd will be over. That is, so far as this earthly life is concerned, and He will have brought us into His very presence, into everlasting life and glory on the other side of that valley of the shadow of death. And then into all eternity, He will reveal Himself to be our shepherd. And we will never, ever want. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy word, the comfort and assurance of that word. Speak to us out of the word tonight. Give us the peace and joy that only they can have who know Thee to be their shepherd and themselves to be Thy sheep. Dismiss us with Thy blessing. Go with us, and according to Thy will, gather us again next Lord's Day for the worship of Thy name, for Christ's sake. Amen.